Yeah, I think that this is a very, very important time now, Catherine, because we have a tourism sector here in the county and here in Inishowen that, you know, we depend very, very heavily on. The local businesses depend very heavily on it. The local hotels and restaurants depend very heavily on it. And, you know, this year is going to be extremely tight for a lot of those organisations. They're going to find it extremely difficult. Even, you know, the workers, the part-time workers, the ones that will be going to college and using that money to pay college fees come September, October, again, going to find that very, very difficult this year. So I think, you know, as a county, we need to take a big collaborative approach and really look at what we're doing, you know, with the tourist organisations, the likes of Donegal Tourism, Exploring the Shown, and all these organisations, that we come together and we try and put our best foot forward for the next couple of months, because, you know, there is an opportunity there as well to, you know, for people to visit locally and stay locally and spend money locally. And if we can do that, we might be able to keep that a lot of that hospitality and tourism sector open this year, because it is going to be very, very difficult. And it's a very, very vitally important part of Donegal and of Inishowen. And I think it's something that we really need to put a bit of emphasis on.
And quite timely too, the fact that the government have made various adjustments to phase two of this roadmap of reopening the country. There is still an opportunity. You do believe that the tourism industry can be rescued this year for the remainder of the summer?
Yeah, it can if we as long as we put the pressure on now and make sure we try to get as much done in the next month or two as possible and help out the tourism sector as much as possible. And the likes of Falls Ireland and Donegal County Council, these big organisations must step in. I feel that Falls Ireland and the council must prioritise any of the projects now tourism-wise in the county. The likes of the Malin Head project really needs to be pushed forward. It needs to be up and running. It needs to go to party planning immediately. And it needs to be put a timeline on when them works can be done and when the works will be done. And I feel that, you know, for 2021, we need those types of projects within the county. We need a big investment in the county to tourism. We need something that people's going to come here for, because over the next few years, you could have a lot more local tourism, a lot more people visiting places in Ireland and staying locally because of COVID, because it's probably not going to go away that quick. And we have an opportunity to do that, but we must, as a county and as a local authority and as Falls Ireland locally here, we must get together and make sure this work happens very, very quickly, because, as I say, it's vitally important for Donegal. It's vitally important for Inishowen that the tourism sector is here and is looked after, because it's one of the biggest investments that we have as in tourism, and it's really the one big thing that we have that we can build on. So it's vitally important that they do what they have to do very, very quickly.